Today is Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2026. We appreciate you starting your day with us. Our prayer team for the day is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila, and we do want to thank God for keeping you safe while you were away and to let you know that you were indeed missed, and we are glad that you are both back with us. Lady Shamila, Pastor Williams.
Well, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much, Sister Prince. Amen. We give God praise for another day. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from Joshua chapter 6 and verse number 3. Joshua chapter 6 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days." And our minute with the Master today is titled, "Our Part, His Plan." Our Part, His Plan. It was a very unorthodox plan. Who had ever heard of conquering a city by walking around it? Picture the amazement on people's faces as they ask, "Let us get this straight. We're going to walk around Jericho and the walls are going to fall?" Sometimes we don't understand God's plan. One of the hardest things in the Christian life is when God directs you to do something, but you cannot figure out why. Our part is to obey God's directions by faith, even when they don't make sense. Perhaps God involves us in far-fetched plans so that when they succeed, no one but God can possibly get the credit. After all, Joshua couldn't take credit for the fall of Jericho. That was a plan only God could have come up with. Remember that God has some amazing plans for your life. Walk in obedience to his direction. Believe that God has a wonderful purpose and a plan for you. I'll leave you with this quote today from William Cowper. He says, "God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm." God bless you today.
Amen, and good morning to our Prince Ministries family. Our prayer petitions for today follow. The Hardiman family. Mrs. Alfredal Hardiman passed away on Sunday morning. She is the mother of Alonzo Hardiman. We ask the Lord to cover the entire family with his deepest compassion, unconditional love, and keep them unified as they make homegoing arrangements. Victims of the Seattle, Washington Food Festival shooting. A 15-year-old boy is in custody for a shooting that left 3 people dead and 4 others injured, including a toddler. We pray for those who are injured to be healed, and we ask the Lord to soothe the heartache of the families of those who lost their lives. We also pray for justice to be served and for the shooter to receive salvation. Alonzo Ara of Orlando, he is scheduled for surgery today. We pray that the surgery will be successful and that he will have minimal pain as he fully recovers. Jade, who is the daughter of Reverend Kimball and Sister Marlene, she takes the Florida bar exam today and tomorrow, which is Wednesday, and we pray for her to be settled, confident, and pass the exam. We also pray for a prosperous and successful law career. An update on Vincent F. of Orlando. He has been moved to Advent Health Hospital's PCU, room 8802. He is answering his cell phone now. He is progressing well and may be released to go home within the next few days. Vincent C. of Miami, who is scheduled for eye surgery today at noon at Bascom Palmer Hospital. We lift him for a successful surgery and for a swift healing with no complications. Cindy W., she is scheduled for an ultrasound today at 9 a.m. in Miami. We pray for the results to be negative and normal and for the Lord to bless her with good health and a long, productive life. the lady who is having a mammogram this morning. We pray for negative results and for the outcome to confirm that her body is healthy and disease-free. We ask the Lord to keep her healthy from her head to her feet. The lady who is having stomach pain and lower back pain, we pray for relief from the discomfort and for the Lord to heal her body and make her whole in every area of her life. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask God to shower you with his contentment and to grant you a day filled with unexpected blessing. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. Oh God, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God, we thank you and we give you praise. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for another day. Thank you for keeping us, watching over us, and being good to us. God, we thank you for, God, just giving us another chance to come together with our faith family, God, to start this day, God, to hear word from you, God, and to submit, God, our request to you. God, thank you for loving us to life. Thank you, God, for how you continue to bless us and keep us every day and in every way. And so, God, we just lift you up today. We give your name all the praise. We give your name all of the honor. We give your name all of the glory. Thank you, oh God, for loving us to life. God, we come to you today, and we ask that you would forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us, God, of our missteps. God, forgive us of our sin that we have committed. God, and help us, oh God, today, God, to do what it is that you have called us to do. Help us, oh God, today to walk right and to talk right. And so, God, we just thank you and we just praise you because we know that your word says that if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, God, we say thank you for that. God, we pray for every person that's on the call today. And we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your might, that you would move by your spirit. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus that, God, you will touch, heal, set free, and deliver. God, that you will do everything that needs to be done in, through, and for us. God, we pray today that, God, you will just continue, oh God, to keep your hand upon us, and God, that you would help us, oh God, to go before us. God, help us, oh God, to follow you in all that we do. God, we just thank you, and we just magnify your holy name. God, we pray for those who are on our prayer list today, and we ask, oh God, that you would touch. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you, God, would work miracles. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you would show favor. God, we're praying, God, that you would, God, do what needs to be done. God, we're praying as the psalmist prayed, that you would perfect those things concerning us. And so, God, we're praying for each and every one of these individuals, God, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bring comfort and peace, God, that you would bring healing and hope, God, that you would bring provision and protection. God, we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And so, God, we're praying, God, for those requests that we've heard today. And we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move, God, situation by situation, person by person, issue by issue. God, to those who are bereaved, God, we're praying, oh God, that you would comfort them. God, to those who are undergoing treatment and have, God, medical concerns, we're praying, oh God, that you would provide complete and total healing. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, for those who have tests and those who have, God, proficiency exams. We're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bring back to their remembrance, God, all that they have studied, God, and then that they will go in and excel and that they will do well. God, those who have been affected by tragedy, God, we're praying, oh God, that you would bring healing and comfort to them, God, and deliverance, God, to those who are responsible. God, we're praying, God, for the guiding hand, God, that you have, God, upon doctors who are preparing for procedures. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would clear their minds, God. We're praying, oh God, that they would remember, God, what they have been taught and trained, God, and that, God, our bodies will be healed, God. We're just thanking you, and we're just praising you, God. We're praying for all who has tests coming up, medical exams coming up, God, those who are waiting for results, God. We're praying for negative and normal results. God, we know that your word says that it's by your stripes that we are healed, God, and so we thank you today. We give you praise today, and we honor you today. God, we lift you up, God, and we tell you thank you. God, continue to open doors for us. Continue, oh God, to shower your blessings upon us. Continue, oh God, to help us every day and in every way. God, we thank you for blessing us. God, help us in turn to be a blessing to somebody else. And so, God, we lift you up. God, we praise you, and God, we magnify your holy name. God, you are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And so, God, help us to continually to give your name the praise. We honor you, we thank you, and we claim it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God, and thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray that the grace of God will cover you and bless your going out and your coming in today. We will meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our prayer time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.